Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Pegasystems Nonwovens First Quarter 2016 Financial Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Thursday, 26th of May, 2016. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Mr. John Dudek. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator, and let's get started immediately with the presentation, which will be given as usual by the CEO, Mr. František Řezáč.
Good afternoon.
And the CFO, Mr. Marián Rašík.
Good afternoon.
For those of you who don't have the presentation in front of you, you will find it on our website in section Investors and Media, subsection Financial Results and Presentations. After the presentation, we will proceed with the Q&A session. Now let me hand over to Mr. František Řezáč.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, again. The results for the first quarter are more or less in line with our expectations. We have not experienced any major issues or disruptions, and our business was running as usual. Also, the external factors did not have any significant influence on our performance. Production remained at record levels and fulfilled our ambitions. Very good production figures were also achieved due to the fact that no scheduled maintenance breaks were carried out during the quarter. Sales in tons continued to be strong and were higher in year-on-year comparison. As a result of very strong production figures, the level of finished goods in inventory increased slightly. The results for the first quarter, 2016, were not impacted by the polymer pass-through mechanism to a greater extent. This is also the main reason why the results are lower in comparison with the first quarter, 2015, when the polymer price mechanism had a strongly positive effect. The polymer prices have stabilized at the moment, although the further development is hard to predict. Currently, it seems that there is more of a risk for an upward move in the prices, which might negatively affect the company's performance. The achieved results represent a solid start for the new year and give us more some comfort that we will be able to meet the goals that we have set for this year. Now, I will hand over to Marián, who will guide you through the financial part of the presentation.
Thank you, František. Good afternoon once more. Let me present the key highlights of the first quarter. Our revenue in the first quarter amounted to 55.1 million euro, which is 9% lower compared with the same period last year. This decline is mainly attributable to the year-on-year decline in polymer prices, while the sales in tons grew in the year-on-year comparison. EBITDA reached 11.6 million euro, down by 8.1% year-on-year. The effect playing the major role in the year-on-year comparison was the pass-through mechanism, which significantly contributed to the first quarter 2015 result, as opposed to only a slightly positive effect in the last quarter. On the other hand, the revaluation of the share option scheme was only moderately negative in the first quarter of 2016. Production levels were at similar levels in the comparable periods. Net profit was impacted by the depreciation of the US dollar against euro, which was reflected in the unrealized FX losses. This development was in contrast to a strong appreciation of US dollar against euro in the first quarter of last year and represented the main factor behind the sharp decrease in net profit in year-on-year comparison. Now let's skip to the next slide. Let's skip the next slide and take a look to the more detailed statement of comprehensive income on page 7. As I have already commented on the factors having an impact on operating items, let me focus on other items below EBITDA. The depreciation expenses remained stable because there were no major additions to or disposals from the fixed asset base. Also, the weaker US dollar was not yet reflected in the depreciation expense because the quarterly average rate used for translation of the P&L item did not change significantly. However, the depreciation of US dollar had a major impact on the unrealized FX losses that were mainly attributable to the revaluation of the intracompany loan provided to the Egyptian subsidiary. The net figure of 3.7 million euro corresponds with almost 5% depreciation of the dollar against euro between the end of the year 2015 and end of the first quarter 2016. Interest expense grew in a year-on-year comparison. The reason for the increase is twofold and is mainly due to the refinancing in July 2015. Firstly, we received a long-term funding with average duration of almost 7 years, and this long-term nature of the external debt is naturally reflected in the effective interest rate of about 3.1%. Secondly, we also increased the total amount of external debt with a view to create a cash pool to finance our future growth. Lastly, despite the repayment of the back loans, the interest expenses still reflect interest from the interest rate swap maturing in June 2016. Lastly, the tax expense remained relatively stable in a year-on-year comparison despite the big move in the profit before tax. In this respect, it must be noted that the unrealized FX gain and losses, which are realized in the Egyptian subsidiary, do not have a significant effect on the overall tax position. Please move to slide number 8. Now, I would like to speak about the revenue breakdown. The development in sales split by product shows a stable proportion with the majority of sales realized in the hygiene segment. The split by geography shows a decline in the deliveries to countries outside Europe, which reflects the customer mix and their needs that is determined by is determined the production plant to be supplied. On the next slide, we can see the cost composition. With respect to this, I would like to draw your attention to favorable development in the prices of power electricity. This item had a positive effect on the company's operational results because electricity represents one of our major inputs. On the next slide, with respect to the balance sheet, I would mainly like to comment on the net debt figure, which went down from about 164 million euro as at the end of 2015 to 148 million euro at the end of the first quarter of 2016, which means down by about 16 million euro. This favorable development was mainly due to the absence of any significant extraordinary cash outflows. So far, only moderate capital expenditure and also due to the completion of share buyback during February 2016. As a result, net debt EBITDA ratio currently stands at 3.41. Along with the favorable development in the net debt, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that we are currently not using any bank facilities and have enough cash available for further financing of the future development of the company. As far as the cash flow statement is concerned, it reflects what has been already pointed out, so let me skip to the next slide, which relates to CAPEX development. Despite the two ongoing major investments planned for 2016, namely the warehouse in the Czech Republic and the installation of the new BICO compact line, the capital expenditures has so far been very moderate. We have spent about 1.7 million euro on the production and warehouse capacity expansion project and the remaining 0.1 million euro on maintenance capex. Now, let me hand back over to František, who will talk about the update of our guidance for the rest of the year and about dividend.
As I said in the beginning, The results achieved in the first quarter are in line with our expectations, and therefore we can confirm our guidance for 2015 in terms of EBITDA guidance. In terms of outlook for CAPEX, we are comfortable not to exceed the given guidance of 25 million euro. And now, next slide, dividends, please. With respect to the dividends, the Board of Directors decided to propose to the upcoming annual general meeting of shareholders a dividend payout of 1.25 euro per share, or about 11.5 million euro in total, assuming the dividend would not be paid out on the own shares held by the company representing 5% of the basic capital. The total net dividend payout would amount to about 11 million euro. We believe that the proposed dividend provides our shareholders with an attractive return on the investment, whilst it takes into consideration the benefit resulting from the realization of the share buyback program. Also in the future, subject to maintaining satisfactory financial performance and the absence of other attractive investment opportunities, we would like to continue with a progressive dividend policy. That is the end of our presentation, and we are now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from the line of Peter Bartek. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the presentation. I wanted to ask about the revenue split by territories. I see that the share of Western Europe is going up and revenues outside of Europe coming down. Whether it's the result of improving demand in Europe or whether there is any decline in Egypt or outside Europe. And second, I would like to ask about the announcement that you are considering moving the new line from Egypt to the Czech Republic, or building it in the Czech Republic. Whether it's related to any new products development, like in maybe not in hygiene, but in technical appliances, or whether there are any other reasons.
Okay, thank you for your questions. The revenue breakdown by geography. We have the global customers, let's say, and it is in their hands the allocation of our supplies. It means that I don't see anything strange or special. It is simply the decision of our customers where they would like to get their products. The most important thing is that we are sold out, and that's the best information which we can give you. Regarding the new line, yeah, we announced that we are reconsidering, let's say, the location for this new compact technology. We would like to make our decision in the middle of June. And you are right. There are some new products, potential new products. There are some projects. There might be some changes in our product mix. We need to take that into consideration, and it might be, let's say, the reason why we would like to change, let's say, the location for the line. It won't be linked with some technical, let's say, technical field. It is linked more with our hygiene business, not with technical.
Thank you. Maybe one additional question, whether you currently see space to maybe add to one more line in Egypt, if the next would be in the Czech Republic?
You know, We have some plans to install, let's say, the new lines. There is some investment cycle. What was our expectation regarding the new line? We wanted to move some products, BICO products from Europe to Egypt. Therefore, it is BICO technology to serve, let's say, to bring some benefits to the local markets to be closer. Now, if we cannot see this product mix, we need to reconsider that. And what we see and what we wanted to create some capacity in Europe, in European market, because you know that we installed the last technology in 2011. It was 20,000 tons, and since the time we haven't installed anything in the Czech Republic, and we need to support our European business from Egypt. It means that now what we really need it is the capacity in Europe, and if we will see some needs in the future, let's say to come back with this idea to bring BICO products closer to customers in Middle East region, we will do that. But we haven't made the final decision. It means that we are speaking about the first line, and if the second one, we need to have the firm feeling that we will be able to sell the capacity to utilize the line, and this is the question of time. I cannot give you any indication now.
Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key.
If there are no further questions, then we would like to thank you for your attention, and we will speak with you in 3 months' time again. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.